Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is currently 7:46, 14 till 8 today. Sports Talk, Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettelier, Steve Geller. LSU's getting ready for a visit from UCLA. They'll preview the matchup with the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, or as Jacob Hester refers to him, CB at 420. By the way, if you don't turn, and I say this about Deuce, and it's true, but if you don't turn, and Mike and Jeff Nowak, but if you don't turn the sound down on TV and turn up LSU here on WWO, you're missing a lot. You really are, because you get a lot of inside information and insight into the Tigers that you don't get from the national team. The broadcast team, Chris Blair and Jacob Hester, and who's the guy on the field, Tim? LSU broadcast team, Gordy Rush. They follow this team every day, every week, so they can give you insights that the national broadcast team, who that's just their game of the week, can't. So I advise you to do that. Also, too, you can join Mike Dettelier, Steve Geller, weekend kickoff, special edition of Sports Talk Live from Treasure Chest Casino every Thursday, and it starts tomorrow for the first show. Cajun Cannon's going to be there, countdown of Thursday Night Football. Patriots taking on the Jets and amped up for Sunday's game against the Eagles. Come out and hang out with Mike D, Steve G, and this week Bobby Hebert at Treasure Chest Casino by the Game Bar and Grill in a Casino. That's tomorrow night, first of a every Thursday night thing, tomorrow from 4 till 7. Treasure Chest is located in Kenner's Laketown area on the banks of Lake Pontchartrain, the brand-new facility, 4540 Williams Boulevard. They're looking forward to seeing you, so head out there and see them. Some of the texts that are coming in, somebody said, Tommy, thanks for remembering J.D. Souther. Totally agree with you. The Heart of the Matter, one of my favorites, too. It's like poetry, and it really, really is. Somebody else said that the last guest talking about Dana Ennis, executive director of the Urban Conservancy, knows what she's talking about. Those that lead and focus on catch basins do not. Retention, mitigation, and storage is the only viable solution. Somebody else said that if everybody would just have a crushed limestone driveway, it would help. Somebody else texted in and said, if you live in the low spot, you are the stormwater retention basin our elected leaders have failed to build. Well, before we talk about failed to build, it goes back to what contractors always tell you, which is if you've ever remodeled or built a home, I can do whatever you want. Just tell me what you want as long as you have the money for it. With that, we welcome in New Orleans Council member Eugene Green. How you doing, sir?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm okay. We're just talking to Dana Ennis with the executive director of the Urban Conservancy about alternative means of handling drain water, rainwater, and so forth. But before we get to that, let's talk about a review of Francine and your thoughts on the way the agencies responded, et cetera.
Well, I want to first thank our citizens who, our residents who followed just some of the suggestions that were given. You know, we had a lot of preparation that included people picking up and volunteering to work with getting sandbags together for people. I noticed that they were buying flashlights so that we weren't using the candles. People were using the generators correctly. We unfortunately still just had one incident, but it was only one incident of carbon monoxide potential sickening, you know, and it didn't. There was a good response on the part of our citizens to avoid being on the road. I was out there right before the storm, and then right after the most severe winds and the streets were vacant. So, and in other respects, our police department worked throughout the storm. The blue lights were flashing. Our fire department was even fighting fires and responding to issues. The Department of Homeless Services and Strategies moved a lot of people very quietly, a lot of people from the streets into shelters. Our shelters did open and provide support. We had our health department workers who were helping people in need. So in many respects, as you look at the storm, look, every storm is bad. The lights went out. Yes, my lights went out, and they were out until the end because we have a lot of trees in our community, and they fell on the lines. But overall, looking at the response of our agencies and our citizens, one of the reasons that we didn't have deaths and one of the reasons that we were able to get back to work right away was that our residents did work together in many respects, and our agencies did too. So I think overall the response was good. I know that no one wants to be without power for a while, but anyone who talked to me said, be prepared that power is going to go out as it goes out in every other city when there's a storm, Houston, New York, other cities like that. Just be prepared for it. It doesn't have to be with generators, but have the things that you need, the flashlights, the food, the water. I think our overall response was good. Communication can always be more. That's what we talked about yesterday at the city council meeting. Some residents want to know when a pump is out, and they want the message to be relayed by the NOLA Ready alerts that you get. And we're looking at that, and we may do that a little bit more, talk about some more localized issues. But 300,000 people are signed up to receive text messages from NOLA Ready. It's sending NOLA Ready to 77295 if you want to receive those texts. And it was very helpful to let people know when the storm was going to be there, when the flash flood warnings happened, and more.
What's the first step?
The response overall was good.
Before we run out of time, I'm going to have Ghassan Korban coming up next. What's the first step? Because we always talk about the fragility of the system, right? First step is the power plant, and what's the likelihood that or timeline on that getting built? And then from there, you know, I see a quote from Ghassan talking about pumps and everything else, and it goes back to my quote about the contractor, where we can do whatever you want if you got the money. How fragile is the system, and how? What are the steps involved, Eugene, you know, thinking 5, 10, 15 years down the line to make it less fragile?
Well, less fragile is going to happen as soon as we do this power plant, this power station. It's a significant investment. It's something that was long overdue, but the bottom line is that we need a different sort of power generation system for our city than what we have now in terms of the turbines and the way that they're done. So we're going to have an electric power plant. It's on its way right now, and we're going to have support from the state and the city to get this done. That's a big step in making sure that the pumps continues. Yes, we have pumps that are out all the time. We have 97 pumps. And many times 92 of them are online or 90 of them are online, but some pumps are going to have to be replaced. We're going to have to do things a little bit different. I think that the future in terms of 5 years, since you use that number, is much better than where we are now. But the bottom line is that we're going to get the power within the next couple of weeks, because the council is requesting that it be done that quickly, that the state and the city get together and decide that we're going to make this money available. We're going to have the money so that we can announce that this power station is going to be finished in 2025, and that's going to be a more reliable source of power. We won't have the pumps going out as much.
Thank you, Councilman Eugene Green, New Orleans City Council. Remember, you do have power, right? Everything's back?
So we do have power, yes,
okay, good,
and we had power within 48 hours. We never wanted to go out, but I'm pleased that we were having that kind of response. And we saw trucks the next morning right after the storm working in our neighborhood on trees and the like. And one day when we have more time, we have to have this discussion about trees, too. It's a tough one.
You know you're welcome whenever you want to. Thank you, sir. Eugene Green, New Orleans City Council. Remember, it is a tough one. We'll talk to Ghassan Korban in the next hour. Right now, we pause for traffic on WWL.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity.
I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.